Back at it here on The Fan, Jonathan Peterlin with you guys. Excited for this next guest. I've been teasing it for a little bit. Now is time to pay you off. It is 5 minutes inside Baker's Inner Circle. It's a new segment we've been doing. Last week we had Baker's Barber. This week we are joined by Daniel Castano, Lake Travis High School, Baker's former baseball teammate, and now a minor league baseball player himself. Daniel, thanks for giving us a couple minutes. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Just woke up this morning, got a cup of coffee, and just hanging out down here in Florida.
How is minor league baseball treating you?
It's good. There's a lot of ups and downs. Not quite as good as the NFL, trying to get, you know, on that Baker Mayfield level. But, you know, it has its ups and downs as well, and it's good. I'm enjoying it.
All right, so let me take you to one of the more memorable moments that we hear of here about Baker's time at Lake Travis. 7-7, state semifinals. Baker hits a ball. Was it fair? Was it foul? What happened?
Yeah, basically, I mean, he was an all-state quarterback, but a lot of people don't know he was all-state first team in baseball at first base. We were in extra innings, 7-7 ball game. We were down 8-7. And he hits a home run that goes right over the foul pole, and it was in the state semifinals. So we had quite the crowd, and on our side of the stadium, everybody started cheering because we thought he had a walk-off home run. And then on their side, you know, they were booing, saying it was foul. And, you know, in my eyes, I thought it was fair all day, but the umpires said otherwise. So
what type of teammate was Baker when you played with him? You went to Baylor. You're now playing in the minors. I assume you were better than Baker, but it sounds like he could hold his own.
Yeah, Baker was a stud. I was the pitcher, and he was the shortstop, first baseman, third baseman, kind of did it all. The thing that really stood out to me is, you know, something that he's always carried. And, you know, at Oklahoma and Cleveland, you can even see it now, is just how strong of a presence of a leader he is. I remember after my senior year, we didn't have quite as good as a team as we did our junior year. We made it all the way to state. And we lost a game, I want to say 2-0, and I think we had like four errors. And I was pitching, and I was really frustrated, you know, with the team, because I felt like I had done everything I could have possibly done to help our team win the ball game. And I just remember him, you know, pulling me to the side and just being like, hey, man, like, you know, like I'm doing everything I can here, but, you know, football is my thing. But you just got to be careful with how you hold yourself, you know, and just always holding me to this standard. And I remember from the age of like 17 or 18, I was like, man, this guy has some wisdom, you know, and he sees things from a different perspective, and people just gravitate towards him, you know. He wasn't able to spend as much time on the baseball field as he did with football, but you could just tell guys gravitate towards him. And then, you know, having opportunity just to be his friend and to learn from, like, some of those things really is something that I carry with me now.
Joined by Baker's former high school baseball teammate, minor league baseball player Daniel Castano here on 92.3 The Fan on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Lake Travis High School. And, of course, this is 5 minutes with someone inside Baker's inner circle. Daniel, I'm sure you've seen his swing since, but you spent a lot of time around his swing in high school then. We got video. He did something with the Brewers where he was in the batting cages ahead of time. It looked good. Do you have any comps for Baker's swing when he was in high school? A lefty, you know, good little hitter.
Yeah. You know, I actually messaged him on Instagram after I saw that. I said, I don't know if you need to keep swinging that bat, babe. You know, stick to football, just kind of messing with him. But no, you know, I hit as well. And so he was our three hole, I was our four hole. And it was funny because, like, first day, he was like, hey, man, we're going to be the hitters. Let's hit together every day, you know? So he, you know, we stuck together. And, you know, it was just fun because he's always wanting to get in there early, get work in after, even with baseball, which was just, you could just see how hard he worked. And it was just fun, you know, playing baseball with him at the same time and then seeing his success on the football field was awesome.
All right, Daniel, I'm going to ask you three questions. We'll do them rapid fire before we get out of here, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, beard or no beard for Baker?
Beard all the way.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a beard guy too. I like it.
It looks good. He's getting a little wild
maybe
with it.
Maybe even the Fu Manchu again, you know?
Okay. Any advice for Baker on his upcoming wedding?
Oh, man. I just got married, too. The wife is always right. That's all I can say.
That's a good one. And then what's your favorite Baker moment? It can be on the field. It can be off the field.
You know, I just remember even before Baker was a starter at Oklahoma, when Baylor would go play Oklahoma, you know, he would come pick me up, take me out to a steakhouse. you know, treat me first class, even, you know, when I was just a Big 12 baseball player, and just said a lot about him. And I just really enjoyed, you know, just the friendship with him. And then also the success is just cherry on top, you know.
I mean, I can't imagine. Did you ever think he'd go number one?
You know, I was rooting for him since day one, since he was at Tech, you know, when he broke all those records and was the freshman starting quarterback. So I knew the sky was limit for Baker, you know.
Daniel Castano, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for giving us a couple minutes, man.
Yeah, thank you.
That was amazing. I love when you, one, it's not like you're going to hear anyone say anything bad about Baker. I think when we have these discussions, you're not going to hear anyone say bad about Baker. But the amount that some of these people will go to defending Baker and to sticking up for Baker's just good personality. Think about that. He was the starting quarterback at Oklahoma, goes to Baylor because his buddy's pitching in the game, and then in the stands cheers openly for his buddy over his college that he's the starting quarterback at. And then also, I don't know, going over to the dugout and giving him fist bumps as well. That seems wild to me, but that's the type of person that Baker is. It's a cool moment. It's a cool moment for Daniel. It's a cool moment for Baker. Because if you have been touched or been around him, he seems to gravitate towards that, and he seems to let that in.